The state's attorney general is hoping some new provisions to his bill to cut down on the number of foreclosure properties in upstate cities will help the proposal become law. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Attorney General Eric Schneiderman first started going after what he calls zombie properties last year, the clever name for homes that sit boarded up in the foreclosure process for long periods of time helped gain buzz. But the bill to put more responsibility on banks to take care of the properties they seize didn't go anywhere. With the state budget complete, the AG is again calling for the bill's passage. It also requires banks to notify homeowners in danger of being foreclosed on earlier in the process. Schneiderman says scores of boarded up homes put a strain on city neighborhoods.
Zombies put a burden on local government, not just to maintain and not, but also to police. They are a serious problem to public safety. They are a haven for firebugs. And it's something that really is a burden and an unnecessary burden on communities like Syracuse.
He's added two things to the law. One would expedite the foreclosure process, which Schneiderman says is too long. And second, penalties collected from banks that don't care for seized properties would go to helping municipalities hire more code enforcement officers. Bank foreclosures rose during the financial crisis of a few years ago. Syracuse and other upstate cities have since created land banks to seize vacant properties and resell them to responsible owners. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.